This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. Did you all hear that the Fight Laugh Feast Network just released their very first sports podcast? In the Bullpen with Mark Dewey is live on the Fight Laugh Feast app right this minute. Download the app today in honor of what was supposed to be opening day. That's right, March 26, 2020 was going to be opening day for Major League Baseball. Mark Dewey is a former Major League relief pitcher playing for three different ball clubs over seven seasons. It's a weekly podcast with shows dropping every Monday, talking all things baseball under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Check it out. COVID-19 was downgraded in the UK 4 days before Boris Johnson required British families to deport all their children. From gov.uk, as of March 19th, 2020, COVID-19 is no longer considered to be a high-consequence infectious disease, HCID, in the UK. The Four Nations Public Health HCID group made an interim recommendation in January 2020 to classify COVID-19 as an HCID, as an high-consequence infectious disease. This was based on consideration of the UK HCID criteria about the virus and the disease with information available during the early stages of the outbreak. Now that more is known about COVID-19, the public health bodies in the UK have reviewed the most up-to-date information about COVID-19 against the UK HCID criteria. They have determined that several features have now changed. In particular, more information is available about mortality rates, low overall, and there is now greater clinical awareness and a specific and sensitive laboratory test. I pronounce laboratory the British way because I'm reading a British quote right now. And the availability of which continues to increase. Unquote. That's all from Gov UK. As of March 19th, recall that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson ordered British citizens to stay home and to be in the company of no more than one other person at any given minute. A flash sale on children appeared on eBay in Britain later that day. Okay, not really. The Dow Jones was born again on Tuesday. Did you hear about this? By faith alone, in the federal stimulus alone. The Wall Street Journal printed this testimony on Wednesday with tears. Lord, I just wanna. U.S. stocks soared in frenetic trading Wednesday, heading for their first back-to-back gain since February after lawmakers and the White House reached an agreement on a $2 trillion stimulus package. I would also like to point out that the U.S. stocks soared right after my daughter's birthday on Monday. Coincidence? Well, maybe. But the Wall Street Journal and other big media companies have one god, and it's the federal government. This is a false god, and false gods are actually nothing. Literally, they're smoke, hot air, nihil, a big fat zero. And as it turns out, that's all that Congress is churning out right now. Trillions of dollars of nothing. And this is because you cannot command something into existence from nothing unless you're actually the living God, the triune God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He created everything from nothing, and there is no other God beside him, not even the federal government, not even Congress. Now, could the market be rallying somewhat due to the stimulus package likely to be passed today? Of course. Is it entirely due to that? No, not hardly. Could it have to do with increasing reports about the effectiveness of anti-malaria drugs in treating COVID-19? Could it have to do with the UK downgrading the virus's rating? Could it have to do with the increasingly clear statistics of a relatively low mortality rate? And could it have to do with the signals Trump is sending that he intends to encourage everybody to come out of their bunkers in the next few weeks, perhaps even by Easter Sunday? I think it likely has to do with all of those things, and some of those things are far more substantial than printing Monopoly money with the faces of dead presidents on it. Okay, so what happened? The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1,123 points, or 5.4%, to 21,827 points, extending a rally that propelled it to its biggest one-day advance since 1933, just a day earlier. The S&P 500 was up 4.2%, and the NASDAQ composite climbed 2.3%. Like I said, the Dow Jones was born again. Meanwhile, the Twitter gods have disciplined the blasphemy of the Federalist. Douglas Perednia is a physician in Portland, Oregon, and don't hold that against him. And he had the audacity to question the high priests of the holy religion of panic and mayhem on Wednesday. The editors over at The Federalist had the moral fortitude to print his article, but the Twitter Gestapo was quick to put a stop to his kind of free thinking. His crime? Writing an article suggesting that controlled voluntary infection, CVI, be considered, you know, somewhat along the lines of the practice of American parents for many decades with chickenpox. Some of you youngsters won't know about this, but some of you oldsters, is there a boomer out there in the crowd? Do you remember the chickenpox parties that we used to have? When the moms would have non-infected kids hang out and play with the infected kids, or maybe even have them share suckers? I know, gross, disgusting. Some in the Twitter sphere were hyperventilating on Wednesday, and the Federalist was trending for a little while on Twitter. Dr. Perednia wrote in his article for the Federalist, CVI, or again, controlled voluntary infection for COVID-19, is based upon a unique characteristic of the Wuhan virus. Its infections are known to be clinically mild in much of the population, specifically healthy young people, even to the point of being asymptomatic. According to data collected from the National Health Institute in Italy and a recent article in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the mortality rate for the disease is zero. That's 0% in patients 0 to 29 years old. Mortality then begins to increase with age and with underlying defects in respiratory function or certain other disease conditions. But Twitter, they cut that. They said, no, we will not consider that kind of thing disgusting, gross, ick, yuck. And it was against their community standards. And if all that were not enough, Idaho joined the worship of the great goddess Panic, All Rise, late Wednesday afternoon with Governor Brad Little's statewide stay-at-home order. Governor Little's pinch of incense was quite a bit smaller than Prime Minister Johnson's, but it will certainly be enough to earn him 5 gold stars at the Nanny State Awards banquet scheduled for sometime next year. The order calls upon residents of Idaho to self-isolate and stay and work from home as much as possible, with exceptions for, quote, essential business in the healthcare industry, public safety, and food service industries. The order prohibits all non-essential gatherings of any number of individuals outside the household. Unlike some orders, Brad Little's did not shut down hardware stores or firearms businesses or construction work. It also graciously allows newspapers, television, radio, and other media services to remain open. So CrossPolitik will not be slowing down a bit. However, the order does prohibit sporting events, faith-based gatherings for spiritual or recreational purposes, as well as weddings and funerals, unless the funeral is outside and everybody stays 6 feet away from each other and nobody cries, because tears have been shown by almighty science to transmit the disease. Okay, the order doesn't say anything about tears, but sheesh. What a moment to be alive. God, give us courage, give us wisdom, and give us a good sense of humor. This is Toby Sumter with CrossPolitik News. You can find this show and all the others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitik.com or fightlaughfeast.com or on our app, which I already mentioned at the beginning of the show, which you should have already downloaded by now. And you should be listening to Mark Dewey's podcast about baseball in the bullpen right now. Just listen to it. Just cut me off. Go to it now. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for a limited time, you can get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt to wear around the house while you are quarantined by your benevolent state dictators. You can't get these t-shirts anywhere else except by becoming a member or upgrading your membership while supplies last. You're also getting access to tons of content, hours and hours and hours of content. Our newest is a series called Pastors and Politics. We also have new interviews going into the membership portal daily right now because we know a bunch of you you need encouragement, you need food, you need something to listen to. And so we have Gabe, the water boy, talking with a Christian counselor named Mike Lawyer, walking through depression and ADHD and all these things. What does the Bible say about those things? Chuck Knox sat down with Darren Doan, filmmaker, music video maker, talking about hustle, talking about hard work and creativity. I sat down with my wife and Pastor Doug Wilson and his wife, Nancy. And I think that show is dropping today as you get this. So check out the Club Portal. We also have many other hours with David French, Eric Erickson, Walter Williams, Maj Touré, Gary DeMar, our very own Worldview Shotgun series, a Proverbs Bible study. So become a member today. Just do it. Go ahead. Do it now. Go there. FightLeftFeast.com. Become a member. Join. Have a great day.